It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ladies, gents, and the two people listening to me on the Zoom call, vending machine mouth.
What?
Two other words for you, scissor lift mouth. What do you think?
What are you talking about?
What's going on? What do you think of car mouth is all I'm saying.
Scissor me timbers, what's going on here?
So we're not going to talk about Nintendo Direct for the entire podcast. This is a Grand Theft Auto 6 podcast, but the Nintendo Direct was last night, and because this main podcast was delayed by a day, because there's just so much going on at the minute, why not just weigh in on the fact that Nintendo debuted a whole new mode in the next Kirby game, The Forgotten Lands, where Kirby just, you know, you're used to him eating all sorts of people, all sorts of little creatures. What if he ate a car? What if it was too big for him and he couldn't get his mouth around it? Introducing mouth full mode, and then things on the bottom of the screen just start saying vehicle, car mouth, or vending machine mouth, or whatever you need.
Listen, man, I'm still recovering from the remnants of COVID, so
I
don't know if I'm having some kind of fever dream right now. What I need to see this game. You messaged me about this, Scott Tilford. And you guys, every time I do this podcast, something Kirby related happens.
It's because he's the best character ever made.
I feel so out of touch with it, man. Like, everyone loves a bit of Kirby. I need to know what the crack is. I need to know what's going on with this little pink guy.
It's a beautiful time. Ben Roy, have you reacted to car mouth?
I saw the memes and I thought, well, they've just printed more money here because people are just going to keep share. I'm going to see this for the next couple of years and I'm going to get sick of it before I even ever see the gameplay properly.
I'm a big fan of everyone just feeding Kirby different things. It was just NFT mouth and just whatever else he's going to get his hands on. Anyway, overall, we planned this GTA 6 podcast vaguely when the official announcement came from Rockstar saying that Grand Theft Auto 6 is finally in active development, something that a lot of people have known for the last few years anyway, because Strauss Zelnick mentioned it as one of his financial reports for Take-Two, which is their parent company of Rockstar. But we just put the word out over on Twitter asking people what they'd like us to talk about, what their general thoughts are on Grand Theft Auto 6 and Rockstar and where the company's at and where the IP's at. And we'll just weigh in as well and just sort of talk about where this thing is at, because GTA 5 came out in 2013, feels like forever ago, back on the PS3 and the Xbox 360, then came across, there was a release on the PS4 and the Xbox One, and now GTA 5 is about to land on the PS5 and the Xbox Series systems. What do you guys think, I guess, Benroy, what do you think of GTA overall? Are you sick of it? What do you want from a GTA 6?
Having just hurt myself getting the take the cannoli trophy on Vice City, old version, okay. not the definitive edition.
Yeah,
the definitively broken edition. I'm kind of good. Like, I know, like, in my heart of hearts, I know we'll all be older gentlemen by the time it comes out. Yeah. Josh might have long white locks. you might have a mustache and no beard at that point.
I'll just have inverted my hair. It all goes in the middle.
Yeah, and maybe I'll have face tattoos. Who knows at that point? But
What's this cannoli trophy that you mentioned? What was that?
Get a criminal rating of like 10 million or something like that.
Okay.
Or a million. Ciao. But basically, to brief it out, in GTA, you get like, say, points for doing things. Like, you get like 200 points for blowing up a helicopter, mm-hmm. 10 points for killing someone, things like that. But 200 points is the most you can get in any activity. So you've got to get a bunch of helicopters together and just do the blow up vehicle cheat over and now take 200. I think it's maybe a million. And now how many 200s are in a million? And how many times?
Oh God!
When I finished that game, I had 4,000 bad men points. So a lot of podcasts and shows were consumed while I just had it on share screen on my MacBook and just kept going over and over again.
Platinum chasing an illness? Have you crossed the line?
What else am I going to do when I don't go outside?
You got to do something while you wait for GTA 6. So yeah. it's a hard time.
The GTA 6, looking forward to it. Whenever it comes out, I don't think it'd be for a while.
Fair enough. Mr. Josh Brown, what would you like from GTA 6?
The whole world and more, you know. This is like going to be the biggest game ever when it comes out, the most anticipated.
Do you think that'll happen again? Do you think ever? They will actually be able to duplicate the sales of it? Because even Take-Two said that they were surprised just how much GTA 5 sold.
Well, this is it, man. I don't think anyone, I don't believe anyone if they said they ever expected GTA 5 to sell as much as it actually has, because it's just ridiculous. It's out the realm of any game ever. Mm-hmm. So I think, obviously, you know, it's incredible boots to fill. And if I was, you know, like Dan Houser's obviously left Rockstar now, I think I would have gotten out too, because that is crazy pressure to follow up the best-selling entertainment thing in the entire world. So I look at GTA 6 and I have no idea what will satisfy all of those players who have had, by that point, you know, definitely at least 10 years of hype going into what GTA 6 might be, imagining what it might be in their heads, following all of the rumors, following all of the leaks that may or may not be true, you know what I mean? So when I think about GTA 6, I can't even grasp it as a concept. It just is a thing. So I don't even know what I want from it. I guess, want another GTA 5 because I was a big fan of the game, and obviously everyone else loved it, or a lot of people loved it.
That's it. I mean, we'll get to some people's questions. I think for my overall thing is that I kind of hope they go back towards what made GTA so like incredibly enjoyable moment to moment, and they ditched stuff like the dockwork mission in GTA 5. They ditched those sort of kind of SNL comedy skit style missions where you're just walking around waiting for a cutscene, doing something really boring. Like, give me fun stuff to do. Give me stunt ramps. Give me crazy cars to stunt off them. Just give me fun scenarios. That was one of the things that I loved doing when I went back through the Definitive Edition, was just re-experiencing those old bite-sized mission structures that encourage you to play with the physics and play with different ways to take someone out or whatever it is. Those more open-ended mission goals, like, you know, you need to take this person out, but they're in a convoy. Okay, figure it out. Like, well, you're going to get a rocket launcher, you're going to crash a plane into the side of them, like, whatever. It's, you know, it's all up to you. And I wonder whether that does square off against how more realistic Rockstar have become with their rendering and everything. But at the same time, you know, Houser has left. He was the dude that was the lead creative on a lot of these games and Red Dead Redemption 2. He's kind of been pushing for maturity for the last 20 odd years, even though they have dabbled in ridiculousness across the 2000s. So with him gone, I kind of wonder what Rockstar even is or which direction they go. But yeah, let's fold in some questions. We can talk about all this stuff as we go. First question from Tom, who says, I'm sad to say I think the next GTA will end up being way more of an online service game and way less of a single player experience. I think the money made online just makes it impossible for Rockstar to not go in that direction. Some thoughts?
I think we're definitely getting a chunky single player experience. That's going to be there, in my opinion. We're going to get a 40-hour story-driven single player game with great characters, hopefully. But I think Tom's absolutely right in that the long-term plan for GTA 6 has to be online. Like, there's no way it can't be online. We're going to get another single player expansion from a GTA game, maybe ever. I think the single player component's always going to remain because people expect it, people love it. But the tail of it is going to definitely pivot to online, even way more than what GTA 5 was.
Well, Strauss Zelnick from Take-Two recently mentioned, they said that they were committed to single-player games and single-player stories. They said that some of the competition, you know, a few years back proclaimed them to be dead, but that was never them. And they do, you know, they do favor single-player stuff, or they value it. But he then cited The Contract, which is the latest mission that got plugged into GTA Online, which does have a story focus, does have cutscenes, does have characters, but it does take place in the GTA Online space where you're playing as your custom character. And he said that was something to sort of look at as the way that they're, you know, potentially going. So that's kind of interesting. But Benray, what do you think about this?
Look, I never forget about Dre, and I've been thinking about going back to GTA just to play the sequence of missions for Dre, because
it's a chronic miss.
I just need him in my life in some way or another, but I just don't want to play that game ever again. I've played it so much, and I just like it's weird saying that after going through these older GTAs, but it's also like, I can't move and shoot with most of these guns. It's like a nostalgia thing. But with GTA 5, like, I think I've had my count, it's like 400 hours. I played so much online. And that's just on PlayStation. Like, I played a bunch on 360 as well. Mm-hmm.
That hybrid approach, if they ended up doubling down on that?
I mean, we all talk about, like, the houses leaving and stuff, but, like, as more and more I think about it, it's not the end of the world in this. I'm not saying you two are saying it either, where, like, there's plenty more talented writers out there, and they'll probably have a, like, they're not just going to have, I don't know, any old person on it. It's not going to just be some sort of, like, subpar thing. Like, Red Dead 2, like, it wasn't just both. There were obviously people around them helping them, and there's people still there on those games that they can... I've got faith that they can craft a story, probably not as emotional as that, because I guess this will go more of a satire. But and then this, I think you'll get what Josh said, like 40 hours, maybe even 30 hours of single player, whatever you want to call it, content, and you'll be able to
content.
You'll be able to go around and blow things up in a tank or do vigilante missions if you so choose. Mm-hmm. And then the multiplayer, obviously the multiplayer is going to be there, a major factor. It's the GTA 5 is the biggest thing in the history of entertainment, as Josh said. So, yeah, I think you'll get that single player experience, but it might be tighter this time.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder, like, if, because GTA Online's mission structure apes the original GTA's more. It kind of has to, because you've got so many people taking part, whether they're in crews or whatever. But, like, I wonder if that's the thing that they fold into the main story, where it does become more like the old school GTA's. But also, maybe you're having a custom character. Maybe that's how they get around all the different questions around the representation that they're lacking. They've had the same style of character for the longest time. A lot of people requesting a female protagonist, etc. And I wonder if that's the way that you could do it. But that also might mean that you have to tell a more open-ended story that any character could slot into. So I'm curious about that stuff. I think that this will be the way that they go. If you take the contract as a template for how to do a GTA, it's like a confident hybrid. And I wonder if they would do a long-form story that takes place across multiple years and you check back in with different characters, like what they've done with Franklin in the contract. But I'm curious of how that would go. Pinky says, which is a person who submitted a question, not just a random person, standing next to me as I read this, Mr. Pinky says, will they ever top Trevor Phillips? I found him the most fascinating character to watch and to play as. The acting was flawless to the point of launching a career. What do you guys think of Trevor?
Well, that's exactly it, man. Like, Trevor is one of those rare, perfect matches of actor and material. Like, Steve Ogg is just, like, what an incredible find that was. Mm-hmm. You know, like, watching him go from that game to TV shows, to movies and stuff, and, you know, perfect that kind of
largely
manic...
being Trevor as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's carved out a very specific kind of, like, manic, villainous, anarchic persona for himself, and that all comes from... Trevor. I think Trevor, you know, so many people have said it before, like, Trevor is, like, the perfect embodiment of, like, GTA's id, you know what I mean? It's just it's the character that lets you go completely nuts and canonize those rampages from Vice City and stuff. I think Rockstar's character work is great across the board. Like you said, you know, like, Franklin Michael from GTA 5, I also really like Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption, one of my favorite characters of all time. But it's going to be tough to top Trevor, because they just had the perfect synergy not seen since, like, Vass and Michael Mando. And it's kind of funny, by the way, that both Michael Mando and Steve Ogg both went out to be in Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
You know, great video game actors go to great TV shows. You'll love to see it.
Final season coming soon.
Yes.
You just got to love the Ogg. And I am there with you, like, in all the characters, I think, ever. Like, I've just really enjoyed his work, even when it goes a bit, like, bat crazy with, like, stamping people's heads out and stuff. But I think if GTA 5 was all, like, say, all Michael, it would be, like, it might throw me off, especially still at the time when I never really got on GTA 4. I felt like it was all a bit too serious, and I think, like, it just hit me the wrong way when I was younger.
Okay.
But then, like, I feel like, I don't know if you can just do a single character approach again. I know they did it with Red Dead, but I don't know, think about being in our time or something we recognize. I'm now more here for jumping around and doing more things and seeing what you can do with it and throwing them all together in the end.
My thing as well is like they had, you know, they showcased that tech so well in GTA 5, like zooming out, Google Maps style zoom back into someone else. I kind of wanted them to do more with that. Like there's that one mission when you're raiding that big tower and you've kind of got different perspectives. Like I think I forget who's covering someone with a sniper rifle. Someone else is going through the window. Someone else is on the inside of the office and you can switch between everybody and kind of keep an eye on things. A bit like Conflict Desert Storm, to be honest. And I kind of want them to do a lot more stuff like that. Like I remember when a lot of the rumors before GTA 5, when everyone talked about this character switching thing, was like maybe someone would like maybe you play as a like a police officer or something who's also actually on the take, so you could switch to them, relay the way the police chases go and switch back to your guy doing the getaway and then make the getaway. And I kind of, if they did more stuff like that, like if they're gonna like use this tech and go forward with it, I would love that to have more agency in the moment. Like that one mission is the thing that made me go, okay, there's way more you guys could be doing with this. And obviously they, you know, they potentially still could do more going forward if they decide to stick with that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you too. You know, it was quite controversial at the time, obviously, to not have one playable character and have the three. Mm. But I could just like agree with you guys. I think it just broadened the scope. And I thought all three characters were well drawn. They had a good dynamic and they balanced each other well for different gameplay styles, different storylines. You know, you obviously had Michael being this affluent Tony Soprano-esque character who just like hates his family, has it all, but doesn't have any drive. And I like the way they bounced off each other. But yeah, like you said, I kind of, if they going to do that in GTA 6, I want to see that mechanically integrated a little bit more, because they had some cool ideas in 5, but it's been 10 years since then. And what else can you do with this character switch, and how else can you give the player more freedom and missions in that way? You know, like you said, maybe having a character who's like a crooked cop and you can get like, you know, information, or you can set something up from the inside. Is that a way you want to do it, or do you just want to go in the Trevor way, get a magnet on top of a helicopter or something and fly in a tank? I don't know, you know, something mad like that. Hope, just give the player more choice.
Yeah, I hope they like have allow for that space. The one thing that I'm kind of scared of is that with Danhauser leaving, I mean, actually, I'll read this next question and we'll go from there, because next question from Cope, who says, will it be very different now one of the main Hauser brothers and Laszlo have gone? Also, I'll throw in the fact that Leslie Benzies is also gone, who is one of their lead producers, you know, for the last 20 years. In terms of script writing and, you know, general writing and script, etc., the Hausers and, or Danhauser, sorry, and Laszlo were massively key to how those games came together, and now both these people have gone. I wonder if, because Sam Hauser stayed behind, and according to the various, you know, reports or the various interviews, whatever it is, over the years, Sam was more the money crunching guy. I kind of wonder if, you know, it becomes this thing where, you know, everything gets played a little bit more safe when you don't have the guy that's championing creative control anymore. Like Red Dead Redemption 2 feels like the most opulent indie game ever made. And I kind of, you're almost never going to get that again. And that's entirely through the power of someone like Dan Hauser pushing for that, you know, framework overall. But yeah, what do you guys think of that thing, of the fact that Dan Hauser's left, Laszlo Jones has left, who was obviously very key to their writing, and he was a DJ in many of the games from GTA 3 onwards. And Leslie Benzies, who was their key producer, who was the guy that, I think it was when Red Dead Redemption was struggling to come together, there was a leaked email from either Sam or Dan saying, we need the Benz, and they got back in touch with Leslie Benzies and brought him back in to make sure that game got over the finish line. Yeah, what do you guys think of the shakeup overall and what it might lead to?
It's going to be different, definitely, but I think Benroy, you know, mentioned earlier that, you know, while those were key creative staff, especially when it came to the writing, especially when it came to the story, like they did have help. There's obviously so many talented writers out there who would jump at the chance of, you know, crafting a really kind of intense GTA story. So it's going to be different, but I don't think it'll veer too far away, just because like you said, you know, like Sam Hauser might be there, you know, wanting to play it safe. I think that's why the identity might not change too much, because like you said, you know, you're following up one of the most successful entertainment thing of all time. And I feel like they're going to want to try to maintain the core of what people loved about GTA 5, and that, well, you'll probably definitely notice, you know, the lack of Dan Hauser's fingerprints on the story or whatever, but I think they're going to try their best to maintain that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Benroy?
I mean, it's like, in a way, like, I hate this weird comparison, but like, they'll only ever be like once, of course, you're right, but there are plenty of other brilliant crime tales told out there. And like, even if you go to TV, like, you've had the things like The Sopranos, and you've had the things like Breaking Bad, all these different things that GTA seems to have pulled from over the years, especially when you had like The Cook in GTA 5 and things like that. I just feel like, like, era's coming to an end, like, and it has, and
it's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I don't think we should even really have concern, because I just think it's such a... I think it's a very rare case when the expectations are a juggernaut, like the brand of GTA goes and then has a miss around. Like, there have been like aspects of that in entertainment over the years, like when you try and carry things on and stretch out. But I think with GTA being so singular, and it's each individual game, it's some really individual thing, but a few characters getting their head kicked in, I'm confident that this will go on to be something lovely.
It's interesting, because like you talk about, it's weird, like mention Scorsese, like Hauser is up there as one of the, you know, like auteurs of gaming when you look at the amount of stories he's dabbled in. But I would arguably only say that Red Dead Redemption 2 is up there, like is up there with The Last of Us. Like, it's not like the past GTAs. GTA 4 swung for the fences and tried to change what the franchise was, and like obviously that sort of divided the room and everything. But I feel like Red Dead Redemption 2 was him finally getting close to putting a stamp on something. And like Red Dead Redemption 2 has a very auteured feel to it. And obviously now he's left. So it's like, it's interesting, you know, that idea of like, yeah, maybe it is easier for people to come in, because GTA is way less down a certain path anyway. It's not like when we talk about, can Metal Gear be done without Kojima or something like that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I would fully agree, you know, like we were saying there, you know, like Dan Houser definitely had a creative drive, but there are so many people, I think, talented out there who could make a GTA. And I think GTA needs to remain a kind of a young person's like sort of creative outlet. You know, you don't want it to get to the point, at least I don't want it to get to the point, that GTA is like, GTA is the establishment, but I don't want it to feel like the establishment. Right. I don't want it to feel like it's written by an old man yells at cloud type figure who's kind of like out of step. I would rather have it feel energized, feel a little bit fresh. And if that's someone else coming in to put their own spin on it, that might be cool, because we've had decades and decades of these games now. Maybe a slightly fresh spin on the story, if slightly new creative voice at the helm, would be a good thing.
I would totally argue that GTA 5 felt like old men trying to be a young punk band again. Like, so yeah, I mean, maybe it is for the best that you sort of cycle him out. I mean, Red Dead Redemption 2 was a big love letter to like lawlessness in media or in human history, American history. And like, yeah, everything about Red Dead 2 felt done, like in the most intentional way. Like, he's exploring that stuff for the last time. He's sort of hanging his hat up and he's done. So it's kind of like, maybe it does need an overall injection of life kind of thing going forward. Next question from McAllister NYC, who says, do you think GTA 6 should be in the modern day, or like Vice City, be some sort of iconic time and place, like a 1960s London setting or a mafia themed 1920s Chicago style of city? Have an awesome weekend, you complete rock stars. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Go on, Ben Roy.
I don't do a mafia style setting, because I think it would just, even though they could probably do a better than Mafia. Take Two owns a property, a franchise called Mafia, so it's kind of like, I don't know, they could. I don't know if they could go there. I don't know if they want them to go there or that far back in a way. Maybe me just being judgmental and like maybe have it never set it in the present day, because the game, it, like, you could imagine it being set in the present day, mm-hmm. but then coming out 5 years too late in a way, and things being weirdly satirized in a way that I don't feel has settled yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe go.
I would go 2000s.
2000s would be a weird one, and just like, I don't know, helping like a fake Limp Bizkit get to a gig, or you've got to take you've got to keep rolling on with Mark Calloway and everyone else as they go to a big event, you know.
If they did that time period, because I think we're far enough away from the 2000s now where we can refer to the 2000s as a set of you know, archetypal touchstones, like different points in time that, oh my god, that's so 2000s, and I feel like you could absolutely pastiche that now in a really fun way. Whether it is the early 2000s wrestling boom, or like pop punk, or new metal, or whatever, like I feel like there probably is a lot of things like that sort of post 90s period of maturation that came from the 90s, just being like, here's Carmageddon and shock horror and all these different, like Marilyn Manson, everyone's freaking out about that. Like, there's a lot of things that you could do, I think, about the 2000s. But Josh, what do you think?
Dude, the 2000s is back in now. Like, late 90s, 2000s stuff is like back in vogue. You look at the fashion, you look at the music now. Yeah. Like the
Three Days Grace cycle. New song right there.
I wasn't thinking of that, but the nostalgia cycle, I think, is definitely caught up to the 2000s. Well, that would be a really cool kind of, you know, environment to pick apart with the benefit of hindsight. But because I'm feeling a little bit gluttonous today, because as soon as we hang up here, I'm going to order in a McDonald's. I want it all. I want it all, my friends. I want a time period, and I want it to be modern day. In my head, right, we're not going to get a Grand Theft Auto game for a long, long time after this. And we've been waiting a long, long time for this. Mm-hmm. So I just want everything. I want everything that my heart desires. And that is a story that spans maybe a decade, maybe even two decades. Mm-hmm. And we get to watch how the open world evolves with the times. You know, Red Dead Redemption 2 was really good in creating an environment that changed as the years wore on. That wasn't quite as extensive as like a two-decade piece, mm-hmm. but even over the years that that game took place, you know, you saw buildings get erected, you saw buildings, you know, burn down, you saw the landscape change. And I would just think it would be so cool that if they took something like a Liberty City or a Vice City and then charted its development from the 90s as it potentially got gentrified into the 2010s, and you played out that story, maybe with one character, maybe with a different multitude of characters. I just think that would be such a cool way, and importantly, the next step in kind of open world design for me, because mm-hmm. you can always get bigger. You can always go bigger and attach a bunch of different islands onto it, but it would really be evolutionary in my eyes to pick a detailed environment and continue to detail it as the years wore on. That's what I want.
No, man, I remember that being one of the rumors. I think that was for GTA 5, but it's definitely doing the rounds for GTA 6 as well. The idea of it would tell the story of an aging criminal over the years. Because one of the biggest things doing the rounds is that it is going to be set in Vice City. There's a leaked map that came out a couple of years ago. Everything seems to be pointing at that, although development has apparently restarted in 2021, but we don't know what drastic a degree. But yeah, that's what I would go for. I would happily revisit a juiced up version of Vice City that had some of the arguably the best soundtrack in entertainment history is like right there. It's like one of the best eras for rock, one of the best eras for just music in general, really. And that could be really enjoyable. And maybe you do some sort of drug empire story over time that takes the Scarface style stuff or the Breaking Bad style stuff and charts an entire rise and fall of a certain person over time. But yeah, that idea of like an open world changing over time is something that only really The Witcher's done, like Witcher 3. Yeah. And even then it wasn't massively obvious. You sort of had to really keep an eye out for stuff.
But like, we've had bridges being blown up and then being repaired in these games before. So I was GTA 3 did it first. I feel like, well, you know, the bridge was broken. So let's all calm down. They can do a few bridges, you know. I've got faith in them with that. Let's go to
the bridges.
Do Vice City.
Yes.
Do Vice City and go into the bayous. They've already got used to doing muddy alligator lands now. We've got it all.
Yeah.
I want to see Vice City, but I want to see a rundown Vice City. I want to see what Vice City looks like in the 90s, because Vice City is such like an 80s looking town. I want to see it when it's not in vogue.
Go there now.
It's trying to handle. Right, yeah, go there now. But honestly, I want to see how it reacts to like the 90s grunge movement or something. It just feels out of step, you know, like this place out of time. Maybe it's not getting the business it used to. Maybe its clientele have moved on. I want to see that. I want to see
Oh my God, if they
unglitzed version of it.
If they did the late 90s, where it's grunge and new metal and the death of glam and like the checkered shirts everywhere and like that whole scene, I'd live for that. That would be so funny. Like, yeah, that'd be great. Next question from PG Quips, who says, do you want to see a more grounded GTA? For instance, only carrying a few weapons, using your car to store them, like the horse in Red Dead Redemption 2, and a more mature story overall as well. Maybe leave some of the wacky stuff for side missions, New Game Plus, and or GTA Online. Yeah, what do you think of that, of them taking the Red Dead 2 influence in regards to reducing down weapon allocation and stuff like that?
I don't want to be cleaning my wind mirrors and stuff like that in a car and getting a crack in the window and then reducing whatever sort of thing like that. Just keep it to tires being popped and give me like 5 to 10 weapons to carry. Like, give me make it a video game at the end of the day. I really appreciate what Red Dead Redemption 2 did, and I really enjoyed a lot of that. But at the same time, I feel like if you're playing a game where a lot more enemies having a lot more like sophisticated weaponry, you're gonna, I think it'd be more critical if you went into a mission you didn't have, say, like your Winchester, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the only other like open world crime game that did specific weapon allocation that I can think of is the second True Crime, Streets of New York. Like, you had to go to the trunk of your car and like load up, and then that's what you took into the mission. I don't think anyone else has ever really restricted stuff. And even in Red Dead, I didn't really feel much of an advantage. It wasn't like I was tactically planning my missions out, because you don't know what you're going to get anyway until you're on the mission. So it's not like, for me, that didn't do anything other than sort of vaguely add to the idea of the realism side of it. But it was one of those things where, like, you know, I don't need to manually kneel down and pick up every ingredient off the floor. Some stuff can be gamified, and that's fine. But Josh, what do you think?
I'm going to be something of a little bit of a paradox when it comes to this answer, because I kind of want both. You know, they mentioned, do you want a more mature story in the question there? And I definitely do, but I don't think mature necessarily doesn't mean like grim or, you know,
or like darkly funny or something.
Yeah, I think you can have a mature story and still have a wackier framing. You know, you look at shows like we said, you know, The Sopranos, Mad Men, for instance, like, they're incredibly funny, oftentimes incredibly surreal shows, but they tell a very mature story. You look at something like BoJack Horseman, which is like this mad animated, you know, kind of like strange world where you have talking horses, but it's a very mature tale that tackles very real themes. And I think that's the line I want to see GTA 6 kind of toe. I want it to deal with important topics. I want it to approach its characterization in a mature way, but that doesn't mean it has to be entirely GTA 4 style, you know, like incredibly serious. You know, you can do all of that stuff within a kind of exaggerated world with strange missions and strange goings ons. And make it kind of like classic GTA in its humor still. I honestly think in this ideal world, we can do it both ways. We can get a really cool, mature story, but we can also keep a kind of sense of irreverence that makes the franchise
cool. I
would
arguably say that Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, or Vince Gilligan's overall approach to stuff is almost entirely what GTA should be. Like, they've tried to find that sweet spot over the years of the crazy, wacky stuff of the originals, the more serious stuff from GTA 4 and the Red Deads and whatever. And I kind of wonder, something like that. Like you said, there's like Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, maybe even something like Succession is like, you know, like maturely themed, but has crazy dark moments or dark comedy beats in parts where you're just laughing at characters even though they're in these insane scenarios. Ben, what do you think of this stuff?
I as soon as Josh said Mad Men, I ignored him and I just want the Mad Men game now. As I'm currently still going through it, and just let Rockstar put a big budget. Just I'm working in an advertising company, no combat.
Benroy, we haven't got there yet, but they essentially have done that. L.A. Noire has like every Mad Men actor in it. Like, I can't wait to replay that, having seen the show and just being like, okay, that's you.
While we're talking about actors, the dude that plays Cole Phelps is in The Shield. And only me and like five other people have watched The Shield. But just speaking of crime things, it's worth checking out. But yeah, general sort of concluding thoughts on like the fact that GTA 6 is now in active development from the official Twitter account. Are you guys excited by it, or does it just feel like it's so far away? Or like, what's your general honest thoughts on, I guess, just where you're at on GTA 6?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the announcement was huge. You know, I had like my friends messaging me being like, "Oh, can you believe it's finally been announced?" But it's definitely for
people
me,
like us. We're just like, "Yeah, we've already known about it.
We've been talking about it every day for seven years." You know what I mean? But it's so far away at the moment that I can't really visualize it. I'm going to be incredibly excited when we get some tangible details, but just knowing it's in development is kind of like you said, you know, it's something we'd already almost taken for granted. And I need it to be nailed down a little bit more. If development has been restarted, when are we going to get it? When's it projected? Is it 2023? Is it 2025? You know, it feels like a long time out. We've still got the bloody GTA 5 remasters to come. So it feels almost as intangible as it was 2 weeks ago, which
it's
is
like
kind
GTA
of,
is
kind
like
of
a platform. It just is GTA Online or is GTA 5, but the fact that they are actually finally doing more of it. Like, it's almost been a decade since GTA 5, so it's a strange kind of feeling. Ben Roy, where you are in overall, are you waiting to see more?
There's two answers to this. I could go my entire life never hearing about GTA again in certain aspects. But the other time, it's a colossal thing that I obviously cannot wait to play. And I'm taking GTA 6 off the naughty step now. Silent Hill and Metal Gear are staying on there until I hear official words there they exist. Everyone, go away from me about that. I'll be playing the older games. But yeah, GTA is coming off the naughty step now. We know it's in development is coming, and I can't wait to talk about this game for another 5 years.
That's kind of the terrifying thing, is that I've been in the gaming industry like for as long as I did the build up to GTA 5, and then all everything that came with that, and then all the rest of the 2010s, and now we're gonna do it all again, because now it's like this one's also coming, and like there's so much to talk about again. But yeah, it is a massive deal. Obviously, the sheer media domination that GTA has, and the fact that it's changed so much over the years, identity wise. It's fascinating. Mr. JB, dude, what are you doing?
I'm just gesticulating because, you know, it's GTA is it's more than a game and franchise, man. Like you said, it's this event, but it's also a part of our lives at this point. Like you said, you know, we've been with GTA 5. Even if you haven't been playing it, you've been hearing about it, you've been talking about it, you've been remembering it for nearly a decade now. You know, I was a fresh-faced 18-year-old picking up GTA 5 in my first week in university. Gosh. And by the time it comes out, I'm going to be a much older man, much less fresh-faced. It's just crazy how we're talking about a game that is going to dominate so much of our future lives. You know what I mean? We're going to be talking about, like Ben Roy said, GTA 6 for forever. And it's just crazy that this era is coming to an end and that one's going to start.
That is actually terrifying, considering that, yeah, I mean, I was like 7 when the first one came out. And I remember sitting down having to convince my parents that I could lend it off my friend to play the first one. And that means that 2/3 of my life, more than that, has been spent playing all the Grand Theft Autos. It's never left my life since I was 7.
When GTA 5 came out, I was still in retail, but just out of uni, I think. I had only just got rid of my blonde hair and just ready to take on the world. And, and that is just, you just say it. Josh was a child, it sounded like. We're still having his pacifier and stuff. God, 18. But yeah, sorry about that, Josh. We've all been, it's been a ride and it's not going to stop. And I just hope, I'm looking forward to GTA 6. To then we in a way we can then look back at GTA 5 fondly when it's finally over, in a way, you know what I mean? And I don't know how they're gonna get everyone out of GTA Online, because there are communities that live in that thing and everything, all that other stuff. And like, even go back to like watching Achievement Hunter and stuff dick around in that game on YouTube, you know, all those sort of things. It's been a ride, and it always feels like a weird, like taking old yellow around the back of the shed, because it's been a bit too long, and I just can't wait for GTA 6 in this. I'm looking forward to it.
GTA Online will ever stop. I mean, I just don't think it will. I think it'll outlive us all. Like, it's that platform is just never going to stop. I think they'll find a way to port everything across from 5 to 6's version of online or whatever. They're already calling it. It already has that immortal name, GTA Online. It's not, you know, it's not Destiny 1 kind of thing. So I think that side of GTA will just go on forever, stuff being plugged into it for the rest of time. But yeah, it is a hell of a long time. 10 years between installments is crazy. But Rockstar and GTA is one of the only companies that could maintain interest that long. And GTA 5 has never left the top 10 since 2013. It was replaced by the next-gen version of itself. But as an IP, as an installment, it's never left. So I wonder if that'll also be the case on PS5 and Series. I guess we'll have to see. But yeah, GTA, hell of a thing. What Culture Gaming Podcast. I'm Scott Tailford, joined by Josh Brown.
Goodbye, fellas.
And Benroy Turner. I don't think I actually did an introduction, but also Benroy Turner.
And somehow Josh Brown returned.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.